wedding anniversary. So I thought it was 41, but they said 42. During the week, we had Joy Camp. We will have a video clip after the message. But you know what? When I walked around Reynoldwood Camp, I thought of you a lot, especially men's group. You remember a big tree near the archery. Last year, it was wrapped by a huge, humongous poison ivy, but men's group cut them all. And all this spring, they cut a few big trees on the way to canoeing and hike. They cut them all and cleaned the house and painted the restroom. Whenever I walked, I saw our hands. I'm a men's group hands, and Nancy was a counselor, Aaron was a counselor, and Jamie, Jamie was a craft leader, and it was really meaningful. And kids, they really had fun time. So thank you. Thank you for your prayers and support. And I want to share with you Ken and Mary's granddaughter, Emma. She's 6 years old. So she has a terrible skin issue. And now she's in Peoria in a hospital. So please remember Emma in your prayers. Doctors are, giving a treatment with antibiotic, but it's working. So hopefully she gets better soon. But please remember Emma, 6 years old, in your prayers. And please continue to have Debbie Kramer's father, Reverend Normal Parson, in your prayers. So he needs more strength and wisdom. So please remember him in your prayers. And you know, we have fantastic AV guys, Logan and Isaac. They have done amazing work, but Isaac will move to the next chapter of his life pretty soon. Yeah, we will have a moment to bless him and pray for his journey, and we need a person for his job. So please remember that. If you find any good young person, responsible and knowing a lot of tech knowledge, we would love to have the person. So please remember that. And please continue to have the people in Ukraine and many conflict areas. And today, with our church calendar, today is the last Sunday for many churches with their pastor, as their pastors are newly appointed to another church. Not my story, though. But about over 25 pastors, it's going to be their last Sunday with their beloved congregation. So please remember the pastors and the congregations in your prayers. Now let's turn to God and pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks. You have called us to be the people of yours by your grace and mercy. May we find your love and grace abundantly in our daily lives. May we find a way we live our days by your purpose. God, we give you thanks for your presence, your hand, your work, and your plans in our lives. Yet, we are living in a world we see so many people are in need of our prayers and support. So many places around us, in this country and around the world. Our neighbors, siblings in your loves are hurting and getting hurt and suffering from war, conflict, violence, discrimination, and so many kinds of injustice. Lord, they need you right now. And so many times we are lost in the middle of chaos. Help us out and help us to see your work in us and encourage us to be and stand with one another with your love and give us your peace, real peace. We have people in our body who are sick, who need your touch. Lord, remember each one of their names. You know their needs. Touch their body. Touch their skin trouble. Touch their organ. Touch their body. Strengthen their immune system and give all the wisdom to their medical team. Lord, we also remember the people who are seeking job opportunities and who are struggling with their many kinds of difficulties. Lord, bless each one of them and let them feel you. Let them know you are with them and they are surrounded by our prayers. Lord, you see your people here in this sanctuary gathered in your name. We speak to you, Lord, help us. Help us to discern your will and help us to be a living body of Jesus Christ and help us to live our days boldly and courageously by your will and help us to honor you every day. Lord, we need you. We need your guidance. We need your inspiration. We need your wisdom and we need your courage. Be with us and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. As we bless our children, let's sing together, Jesus Loves You, this I know. Come on, guys. Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, come on! They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. The Bible tells me so.
Doing what it needed to do. It was a little bit stuck. reminded me of who we are in this place at church. Because we're all kind of like this skateboard. When we're working together, we're all trying to go to the same spot. We are all trying to share the love of God and the work of Jesus with everybody around us. We are all trying to do that together. And sometimes, one of us, or some of us, I know me, it's happened to me, it's probably happened to a lot of us, we start to feel a little stuck. Or we start to feel like maybe something isn't working the way that we want it to. Have you ever felt like that? Maybe something wasn't working the way you wanted it to? So you could be like me, or like I was the other day, but I've learned now. And just try and power through and see how far you can get. Or we can stop, look at, take care of, and fix the wheel that is broken or that is moving a little slow, that's a little bit squeaky. Instead of ignoring it, we can take care of it. Because when we take care of it, all the wheels work and we can hop back on and get where we need to go. So sometimes in life, you are going to feel like a wheel that maybe isn't working. Sometimes things are going to be hard or you're going to feel sad. We've all been there and we've all felt it. And so when you're feeling like that, I want you to think about this skateboard and that all of the people around here, all of the people in this whole building are here to say, well, hold on. Let's stop for a minute and take care of one another so we can all get to where we need to go. It has to be together. And we can't do it by ourselves, we can't do it alone, but we can do it with God and with each other. Let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we give thanks for the ways that we are able to function in this beloved community like a skateboard. All of the wheels and things working together to move us where we need to go, God, and that is to bring your light and love and goodness in this world. Help us to do that and to be reminded that it is okay to take a break and get some help when we need it. In your holy and great name we pray. And all God's children said, amen. Amen. All right, you guys can go ahead and grab some candy. We're going to be out of bed.
Oh, I love. Page number 334. There is a sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the spirit of the Lord. Doubt will know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place.
Amen. Our scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 12, and chapter 13, verses 4 through 8a. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be knit together in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been made clear to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of wrongs. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends, but as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. So we are having a sermon series on the power of your word. You have the power in your word. And you may have your theme verse card with you. If you don't have it, you can find some in the fellowship hall. I hope you can take it with you. It's a business size card. You can take it in your wallet or some any place in your bag or in your desk. And I hope to read it. So let me just remind you, your word have the power to encourage and build others up or tear down and even destroy. So this week we are going to talk about politics. And this is the area that can bring a lot of pain. I know every 2 years we go into the election cycle. It gets worse during the president election. And I feel like there is a scab or wound in the nations, and I feel like we peel that scab away, again, every 2 years or 4 years, and once more we become polarized and divided. And at this point, let me just remind you, your word has the power. And today we will talk about whether there is a different way or how we may live our life as a Christian with that. So many people have their strong political opinions. In this room, we have Republicans and Democrats, or in between. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. Maybe I am one of in between. But many friends of mine, they think I'm a Democrat because at many points I'm progressive. When I was appointed to Sterling, Illinois, many friends, they called me, they came to my house and talked to me, Paul, now you better not talk about politics. Now you're going to Whiteside County. You don't want to talk about this and this and this and this. You better watch out. And I was like, really? Really? So now let's find the theme verse together. Let's read it together. Let no evil talk come out of your mouth, but only what is useful for building up as there is need. Amen. And how do you think that relates to politics? Why does our blood pressure go up when we talk about politics? What's interesting is that both Republicans and Democrats, they might want to speak to other parties that verse. They want to speak to them during the election season. We hear and say hurtful things about each other. You know, when I was little, my father often talked to my brother and me, sons, I love you guys. You guys can do whatever you want. God has a plan for your life. You can do something amazing. Not that one. You know? And he said, if you want to be a teacher, I'm going to support you, and I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to even pay for your tuition. I love teacher. Or if you want to be a doctor, social worker, or farmers, I don't mind at all. I'm going to pray for you and support you. But there is only one exception. You know, politician. And he said, if you become a politician, you are not going to come to my house again. They are different species. What do you think? Does God say, hey guys, you are the politicians, so I give you permission to say whatever you want, you can lie during the, election season. Whatever you say is not a big deal. Is that right? No, of course not. What I'm saying is, it is not, we should not argue with each other, or we should not have a solid debate. That's a part of representative democracy. That's really, really important. Then let's talk about Socrates, this guy. He was talking about democracy in Athens, a Greek city-state. Every city-state that was called polis, from which we have the word politics. He suggested a kind of system or organization where people might come forward and say, here is the problem, I see that, and I see that needs to be solved, and here is my solution. And then some other guy comes forward and say, wait, I see the problem, but I don't think that's going to be a solution. I think this is the solution we need to take. And they debate each other back and forth, and the people who listen to them get involved in that discussion, and eventually people decide this is the right decision we make. Sometimes they actually come up with a solution that brings pieces, many pieces from both sides. That is how it is supposed to be working. That's the beauty of democracy, that people can listen and share their ideas and come together to decide on the solution. That is what Socrates and Plato and many philosophers talked about. That is what our politics is supposed to be like. It's a really good system when it's working. But right now, it seems not working. I think there are many reasons. You heard about a news from the Supreme Court during the week. Yes, many people, right? You know what? I have a really, really strong opinion. Some of you know that. Before I use my political opinion during the service, I'm so ready, but the first thing that I want to do is listen. I want to listen to your voice. You know, there are so many reasons why it is not working well, and I want to think about how we may get it through and get it right. And first reason it is not working, it is unwillingness to listen. Right. The idea of representative democracy works when people listen to each other. People who suggest a solution to issues and those who listen to them get involved and decide what is right for them. But we don't have this very much these days. Not only in politics, but also in religion. Many people just talk, and they have a rest, and then talk. Less or never listen. Just fight. Did you notice that? In the epistle of James, James says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. We will talk about it next week when we talk about the family. Power of words in family. But we seem to do sometimes the opposite, the other way. We are slow to listen, quick to speak, and quick to anger. By the way, my office door is open. Whenever you want to talk about it, please. I love to listen and talk. And second reason is the failure. Sometimes we feel, whether we recognize it or not, intentionally or unconsciously, we fail to see other people as human beings, not listen to their pain. Jesus gave us the great commandment. The first one is, everybody knows that. The first one is to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And the second is, love your neighbors as yourself. We know that. We memorize them. But when we are slow to listen, quick to speak, quick to anger toward the people whom we don't agree with, it is really hard to love our neighbors. And I think Jesus defines what it means to love our neighbors. And he told us, he gave us a story, really great story. And he said, this is what it means to love your neighbors, which is the second great commandment. It's really important. And we can find our Christian ethics. So here is the story to help you get it. There was a certain Democrat who was working, who was going from Sterling to Dixon. On the way to Dixon, he was beaten up, stripped, and left with death on the side of the road. And two other Democrats went by and passed him and didn't pay attention. Then a Republican came along and he saw the man. Even though the victim was a Democrat, this Republican wiped out his wound, bandaged him, oiled him, and clothed him, and put him on his donkey, and he took him to Dixon and continued to take care of him. Okay, so far, I don't see any of you left in this room. So let's go the other side. There was a certain Republican who was going from Sterling to Dixon. He was beaten up, stripped, and left for death on the side of the road, and yada, 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 yada. You get the idea, right? You get the idea. In this case, Samaritans and Jews, they were of different parties and different nationalities. They didn't like each other. But Jesus says, love conquers that. Samaritans, they see the Jew as their enemies. But at the point, the Samaritan, he saw the Jew on the side of the road that has been their political enemy. And he said, wait, he's my enemy. I'm not going to have a meal with him, probably. But at this point, God is calling me to do something. At least he's a human being. And God is calling me to take care of him, to be with him. That is what love looks like when it comes to politics. When we no longer see other people as human beings, intentionally or unconsciously, it is easy to be able to say degrading things to them or about them and not really worried about what's going to happen because they are not really people. Then Jesus' commandment, love your neighbors as yourself, doesn't apply to the person. But I believe God, the King of the universe, will say, my follower, my beloved child, is not going to do that. You know, it is okay to have different opinions. We can have strongly disagree. You can say, here is where I stand. I think this is really important, and we gotta do this. That is awesome. We can say that. And here is my argument why I think this matters. Brilliant. This will contribute to building up our community and the country. But when what we say is degrading with incorrect and false information and tearing them down, it is not Christ-like. This is the power you have and I have, which may bring peace to our community and the Word. In our church, we have Democrats and Republicans, and we love to gather together, right? Pray for one another. And we are a good Methodist. Methodists, we love to sing and eat. We love potlucks. And we do ministry together. And we receive the Holy Communion together. Each one of us is given precious Jesus' love. And that's the one thing we need to remember. I want to wrap it up with a painful story that happened a couple of years ago in Dallas. I heard there was a protest, and the protest was really peaceful. They were having fun, marching, talking, sharing smiles, and police officers were escorting the marching people, and the people were talking with each other and taking selfie with the police officers until a sniper showed up. Then one man immediately was killed by police officers, and during the peaceful protest, right after that, 5 police officers were killed and 7 civilian wounded and 2 more got killed. In a second, what is wrong? I think a comedian, Trevor Noah, well said, if you are pro-Black Lives Matter, you are assumed to be anti-police. If you are pro-cop, you are assumed not to prefer Black Lives Matter. But in reality, we can be pro-cop and pro-Black Lives Matter, which is, I believe, what it should be. In reality, Martin Luther King Jr. said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Violence cannot drive out violence. Only just pile up more and more and more of violence. And Jesus is speaking to us, you are the light of the world. And you are the light of the world. And you, Jay, I'm looking at you. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others. Love your neighbors. We will break the bread together and we listen to God. You know, Jesus' word, the word of God, gospel, tears down all boundaries, barriers, and wall, while politics and ideology sometimes don't. What binds us together is, it is not a typical political philosophy or ideology. What binds us together is our desire to follow Jesus Christ and to be his people. Do you have a different opinion? Please come, let's talk. I'm gonna listen. Then what are we supposed to do? I wanna encourage you, stand firmly in your party, which you belong, and support and speak up for what is right in our effort to extend God's love. That's really important. Not my ego, not my just party, but God's love. How can we hear the people's pain? How can we manifest God's love and build others up in our words, mind, and action? Because God is love. Because God is love. Amen. You see, I went to Joy Camp, and I felt, yes, now I'm truly a middle-aged person. I have back pain and hip issue, and my eyes are half closed. I'm like, oh, I need recovery time, but kids there, maybe they need 5 minutes to be recharged. They never stop. Boom, 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 boom. I really enjoyed it. The many reasons. The first one is I could see many expressions of their role images. Nora, Kali, and many kids. We have 7 kids over there and 2 counselors. They were excited, happy, thrilled. Sometimes they are tired, angry. All of them, who they are. I think I get to know Nora more. And the second reason is my eyes were really busy trying to find our kids and have a moment. God bless Nora. God bless Kali. Bless Isaac. Bless Ellie. Bless Emily. Bless Derek. Each one of them. 24/7. You see? It was beautiful. And I really appreciate your prayers and support. Now we will have the video clip.
Joy Camp 2022. That is officially open.
I give you control. heaven wants me. So this world has lost its grip on me.
You know, in my cabin, I have four kids. With four kids, I understood why we had two parties, political parties, because two boys were very strong in their opinions, and two others, they were just listening. But you know, Jesus says, the kingdom of God belongs to people like a child. They argued really wild, but in an hour, they had fun together. They listened. It was really good. And our journey is to find a way to be the people of God. This moment, we count God's blessing in our lives and dedicate again and to say to God again, yes, Lord, I'm your child. The theme of the Joy Camp was control. I give my control to you, God. But the statement is simple. Everybody knows that. God loves you, and there is
nothing you can
do. Remember that. This moment, with all the gratitude for God has done in our lives, we say again to God, God, I love you. Yes, I give my control to you. And present ourselves, our time, and talent to God. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer of dedication. Holy God, as we offer our gifts and our very selves to you, receive this offering as the first measure of our gratitude for all that you are and all that you have done for us. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, help us continue to sing a song of gratitude each and every day of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Our closing hymn is We Are Marching.
Wait. Oh, we didn't. Please. You see, I need recovery time from Joy Camp. Thank you. You see, again, whenever we receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, we say, yes. Yes, yes, Lord, I give you my control. Because we know Jesus Christ gave himself for us. Let's pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and who join us our online worship. Lord, bless each one of us. Your child, each one of us, we are your children. And bless these precious elements of the Holy Communion. Lord, make them the body and blood of Jesus Christ so that as we take them, make us the body of Jesus Christ redeemed by his blood. Lord, we give you our control. Lead us, inspire us, encourage us, strengthen us, and help us go to live a life as your children. Amen. Please peel the first layer. If you need help, please find help from your pew. And this is the body of Jesus Christ. This is the blood of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Now I invite you to stand. This song is really simple. It is like we are marching, so when we sing, you can actually marching. I mean, you can march, okay? Wherever you are, if you need more space, okay, I think we have enough space. And, okay, let's see the key. It is like, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. Okay, would you please follow me? We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. One more time. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. You are good. You know what? It is one of my favorite song when I was a missionary in Africa. A friend of mine was fantastic guitar player and singing. Fantastic. Whenever he played, began to play this one, we were shouting like kids at the joy camp. And literally, we sang for an hour this song with Zulu tribal dance. Yeah, maybe someday you will see that. You ready? Let's do that again. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. One more time. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching. We are marching in the light of God. 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 We are marching. We are marching. Oh, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching. We are marching. We are marching. Oh, we are marching in the light of God. Amen. Amen. You! As you go into the world, please remember always God goes with you with abundant love, mercy. And God has a plan to go with God, God's love. May God goes with you, strengthen you, guide you, inspire you, and encourage you to live a life as Jesus' follower. Amen. More like you, Jesus, more like you. Okay, elbow. Okay, thank you.